Hello, I'm Ashutosh Sharma, Secretary, Department of Science and Technology, and I'm also a chemical engineer working in nanotechnology for a long time.
And hello, this is Karthik Malhotra. Professor Sharma, many thanks for taking out time. We see that you are among the very few people in the country who are at work right now. And you just told me before we started this interview that you are totally contact-free as a department. And there's absolutely no pushing of files. It's all digital. So that's wonderful to know. And it definitely sets an example for a lot of corporate entities to follow suit. But let me begin by asking you, sir. In his last address to the nation, Prime Minister Narendra Modi mentioned that we have gone from a country that produced zero PPE kits and zero face masks to a capacity of 2 lakhs today. So that means the science and the technology was always available. Did we really need a push and a fillip to get our production to that scale?
Very true, Karthike. This is so true. In fact, we have very deep strengths in science and technology in the country. And that's been very clear by the very rapid and scaled response that our scientific community mounted despite many constraints in the last two months. Now, so clearly what was actually lacking was a very strong connect with the industry and the market. So it's a question of getting push and pull together. It's a question of having a very clear need and direction in which we know what the market needs, and it needs it with certain specifications in a certain time. So if there's a clarity of vision, if there's cooperation of people working together, this becomes possible. So Honorable PM was very right. We have gone from 0 to 2 lakhs, and it's not just going from 0 to 2 lakhs, it's going from 0 to 2 lakhs with quality and with innovation.
Right, sir. I think what the world really needs today, and you might agree with me, is a vaccination or a cure for COVID-19. So how is India geared up? How's India poised? How are our pharma companies, as well as possibly, you know, the government departments, working in tandem with the WHO, with the rest of the world? And where are we when it comes to the race for the discovery of a vaccine for COVID-19?
Correct. So we are very strong in manufacturing of vaccines. We are very strong in manufacturing of drugs. And we are really the major supply line for drugs and vaccine for the rest of the world. The drug discovery is not an easy process anywhere in the world. Drugs typically, new drugs discovery takes several years, up to 10 years in most cases. The time is for to use artificial intelligence, machine learning, those new tools to look for the likely molecules for the drug. So that process of screening for molecules becomes much faster when you do that. And in fact, that kind of work has started in India. There are classical vaccine discovery programs in India right now. There are about 30 of them which are going forward. Some of them are rather advanced stages, and many of them are working with global partners. And no matter where the vaccine is developed, whole lot of it is going to be manufactured in India, right? So that is the strength that we have. Now we are also developing on the R&D aspect of it.
So how relevant do you think has this pandemic been? In some level, do you think it has been an opportunity and an eye-opener for countries like India that are not seen up there when it comes to drug discovery and R&D? So do you think this pandemic has given us the opportunity to sort of really emphasize and put the thrust, open the throttle on the fact that research and development and collaboration with information technology is the way forward for a country like India?
Absolutely, absolutely. And see, it's given us many lessons, and I will just tell you two or three of them, the major ones. The first one, that what we need is end-to-end knowledge chain in which we have knowledge generation, but also knowledge consumption. What that means is that we need a chain in which it starts from R&D, basic science, then it goes to technology translation, technology development, design, prototyping, connecting with the startups and industry, and then connecting with market. Now, this entire chain, if there is a weak link in there, if there's something is missing, if the push of R&D is not being taken by pull of industry and market, then it's not going to succeed. And it's clear that push and pull came together in a seamless way in a very compelling way in the times of the virus. And so that's a very significant lesson. Second thing, it has given us the confidence that actually there is nothing lacking in us. And the processes which are required to complete the chain, right? Now we have a very good insight into that. So all of that can be replicated in every domain of technology going forward. And when that happens, I haven't any doubt that the Make in India would be a huge, huge success story.
So in fact, that is something that the Prime Minister had mentioned in his last address too, about India being self-reliant. And we are hoping that a lot of stimulus that is coming by way of the corpus that the government is rolling out is going to aid Make in India. But sir, what I really want to understand from you, from a scientific perspective, is that something as specialized as a ventilator is something that we have expertise at ISRO also to produce? We have expertise with the auto manufacturers also to produce. And of course, there are the medical equipment manufacturers that by default have that expertise. So what is actually going to get them all together to unify their energies towards one common goal? Is there need for some nodal agency to get this expert pool of talent together and push out products and solutions quicker and more efficiently?
So there are many facets to the one question that you ask. Of course, it's not necessary that one produces only one design of the ventilator. And there are different agencies are certainly required and different industries are required to compete with each other with different designs that may even cater to different markets. See, real innovation comes in. For example, I looked at a new design of ventilator which is equipped with Internet of Things or IoT.
Right.
What that means is that 10 ventilators could be managed by a single doctor. So we need to actually not just be frozen in our manufacturing saying, look, this is a design, I would manufacture it forever. No, we have to be at the cutting edge. We have to be competitive all the time. And the final point is, like you said, we do need to converge our strengths. If they exist in different agencies, if they exist in different industries, different R&D labs. And so some of that is desirable, especially if we are all doing the same thing.
So, sir, I also wanted to pick your brains on the fact that the pandemic has originated from China. By design or not is something that the jury is out for and we'll know hopefully soon enough. But the point being that there would be some mistrust on China as a country. And China has been the factory of the world. Is there now real scope and real merit for India to take on that mantle from China and become the factory of the world?
There's no question of missing this opportunity. I completely agree with you and like the way PM said it. What we need is, I will again come back to the point that we need end-to-end ecosystem. Now I'll give you, in drugs and pharmaceuticals, we have strength in manufacturing, but not so much in early discovery. But in most of the other sectors, we have a lot of strength in early discovery. So we need to complete that chain in terms of going all the way, pulling our R&D out and then converting that to manufacturing. We are very good at design. In fact, all the big multinationals of the world, their second biggest design center is in India always, no matter which one you are looking at. So therefore, that market reality, we have to plug into our design and R&D strength. So value addition, using knowledge, that is the future. So we have to transform economy to knowledge economy, a whole lot part of it, because we have knowledge, we have to leverage that knowledge. The crisis is a complete waste if we have not gotten something bigger out of it. What you Absolutely. Lose by the crisis, you should get 10 times more out of it going forward another couple of years. Then we would say that this has been a successful crisis.
Super. And let's hope that the successful crisis, like you mentioned, does not go waste, and the crisis does not go waste. And we hope that something positive does emerge out of it. Professor Ashutosh Sharma, many thanks for joining us on Hello This Is, and we wish you all the best with all the endeavors
thank you,
that you are
thank
taking.
Thank you, and I wish all the viewers all the very best going forward. Please stay safe. Thank you very much.